ब्रह्मादय सुरगणा मुनय उतु सिद्ध्या सत्प्रीक तान गतयो वदसान प्रवाहई नाराजितं पुरुगणै रधुनापि पितृ किन्तु स्तुम्मर्हति समे हरिरुद्र जाते। This is Prahlad Maharaj praying, prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. It is very important, most glorious prayer of Prahlad Maharaj. This is after the death of his father, Hiranyakashipu. When Lord Nisimha appeared, half lion, half man, with terrible sounds, very gigantic form, and within a second he finished that gigantic demon, Hiranyakashipu, the whole world became afraid. Even Lakshmiji, constant companion of Lord Vishnu, she also became afraid. And all the demigods assembled there, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and Indra, and many other denizens of higher planets, they came to see why the Lord is so angry. And they tried to pacify him. But he was still roaring just like he had. He was roaring because he could not tolerate that my devotee has been so much torture. His little boy, 5 years old, simply for the reason that he is Krishna conscious, only for this fault, this rascal has tortured him so much. So, everyone was afraid. Nobody could pacify him. At that time, Brahma, he is the supreme living entity of this universe. So, intelligently, he pushed forward, Prahlad Maharaj, my dear boy, you just try to pacify your Lord. Because the Lord has appeared to protect you, for you only. So, he could not pacify him. I think if you go forward and pray and pacify the Lord, he may agree. That is a fact. So, Prahlad Maharaj, he was not afraid. That will be explained in these verses, that when Lord asked him, my dear Prahlad, are you afraid by seeing my features? Oh, he replied, my dear Lord, I am not at all afraid. But I am afraid of these material existence. That's very nice explanation it will come. Now he says, humbly, Vaishnava is always humble. He did not think that, all other demigods failed to pacify the Lord. Now it is my chance, so how great I am. And I am superseding all these great demigods. So, this is the Vaishnava devotee's temperament, humble and meek. They, although they are always in the exalted position, they never advertise that I am in exalted position. He is never caught. As you have read it, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, such a great devotee who could produce in his ripe old age such nice transcendental literature which is certified by my Guru Maharaj as the postgraduate study of the devotee. Bhagavad Gita is the study for the newcomers, those who are entering, those who are trying to understand the science of God. For them, that means it is primary study. And after studying Bhagavad Gita, just like the boys after passing the school final examination, they are allowed to enter into the degree college. Similarly, one who has understood Bhagavad Gita very nicely and taken up the instruction, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Saranam Vraja. Such person is eligible to enter into the study of Srimad Bhagavatam. He accepts Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God. This is the preliminary qualification. The beginning of devotional service is to accept Krishna as the Supreme. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is also said that what is the beginning of devotional life? He has explained that Shuddha, devotion means, Shuddha, English Sanskrit word is Shuddha, devotion, affection, affinity, attachment. So, of faith, the faith word is generally understood. So what sort of faith? There are different kinds of faith. But Chaitanya Charitamrita Kar, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he says that strong faith, not ordinary faith, strong faith. What sort of strong faith? He has explained. Saddha Sabde Dhishtha Sudhira Nishtha. So faith means unflinching faith without any deviation, with full understanding. What is that? Understand. Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sarva Parna Kuta. One who engages himself in the devotion and service of the Supreme Lord, Krishna, it is to be understood that he has faced all activities of auspices. That means he has already finished or passed the examination of pious activities. Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sabda Karma. This is the beginning. Unless one practices fondly that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and if anyone is engaged in the transcendental loving service of Krishna, then it is to be understood that he has done all pious activities. This is this faith, this kind of unflinching faith. When we have got this unflinching faith, that is the beginning of Bhagavad life. Bhagavad life means devotional life, direct connection with the Supreme God. That is Bhagavad life. So, after one has got this unflinching faith, that simply by serving Lord Krishna, all religious activities or all past activities are done, that is the last word of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is explained to Arjuna in so many ways, but ultimately, he comes to the point to him himself. When he explains yoga system, he explains nicely the process, how to execute yoga performances, the sitting posture, the breathing posture, and eating, and sitting, and place, everything explained nicely. But at the end he says that yogina api sarvesa madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhagati juma samayidipta tamomataha. Of all the yogis, one who is always thinking of me, Krishna, within his heart, he is first class. Similarly, when he explains about jnana system or philosophical speculation, he summarizes at the end, bhonam janmanamante jnanavanamana prabhadda. After many, many births of philosophical speculation, when the learned scholar or philosopher comes to this point, what is that point? Vasudeva Sarvani. Bhavanam janmanamante jnanavan mahang prapaddat. After many, many words, philosophical speculation, when one actually becomes scholar or wise, he surrenders and to Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why? The Vasudeva Sarvamiti, because he is everything. This is the end of knowledge. When one understands the Vasudeva is everything. Similarly, Yoga Pantha, this process of yoga, the process of jnana, and the process of karma, fruitive activities. What is that? He summarizes in the Bhagavad Gita, jat karosi, jat juhosi, jat atmasi, jat taposi, kurusatat madatpanam. There are different kinds of activities. So Krishna says, whatever you do, it doesn't matter. If somebody says that I am a businessman, that's all right. What is to be done? Then you do business to your best capacity, but the profit given to me. The profit is mine. If you agree, then simply by doing business, you become a great devotee. The same example, just like Arjuna, he's a fighter. So, how he became so great devotee? By fighting. By fighting for whom? For Krishna. No, he fought for getting the kingdom. No, he did not fight. He did not fight for getting the kingdom. He said, better I shall forego. I don't want this kingdom by fighting with my relatives. And he was very good man. But he agreed to fight for Krishna. He changed his decision. Similarly, any work, if you do for Krishna, that is bhakti. Don't think that bhakti means simply chanting Hare Krishna and sitting down in one place. No. Bhakti means all kinds of activities. God is all pervading. Therefore, bhakti is also all pervading. From all spheres of life, the devotional service can be done. These things are taught. And those who are attached to work, for them, those who are attached to philosophy, for them, those who are attached to yoga system, for them, and those who are devotees, for them it is certainly. So, from all angles of vision, when one comes to the point that Krishna bhakti kaile sattva karma kutaha. If one is engaged in the transcendental loving service of Krishna, then everything is perfect. That is the conclusion of Bhagavad. Sādhu sthitasya dharmasya saṃsiddhi haridosana. How you can test that the particular engagement in which you are occupied, whether it is successful or not, how it is to be tested? The Bhagavad gives you the formula. What is that? The formula. That saṃsiddhi haridosana. You just try to see whether by your word Krishna, the Supreme Lord, has become satisfied. If you see that He is satisfied, then whatever work you are doing, either you are a philosopher or a businessman or a scientist or anything, politician, there are so many occupations and duties, but you have to test whether that is giving you real perfection. That test is that you have to see whether while your activity the Supreme Lord is satisfied. This is a great sign. This is Krishna consciousness science. Therefore we have to take shelter of an expert. Just like a student goes to school and he works on exercises and he puts before the teacher, and if the teacher says, yes, it is good, then it fixes. Similarly, you have to approach to a guru or the presentator of Krishna, and if he says it is all right, then you know that Krishna is satisfied. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasadat. You have to approach such a person whose certificate will ensure that Krishna is satisfied. You have to find out such person. Then your life is successful. But that will also, you'll get, according to your sincerity of purpose, because Krishna is within you. So after understanding Bhagavad Gita, if one becomes faithful that I shall devote my life for service of Krishna, then he is eligible to enter to the study of Srimad Bhagavad. That means Srimad Bhagavatam, it begins from the point where Bhagavad Gita ends. Bhagavad Gita ends at the point Sarva Dharman Purittajya Mahamikam Sarva. One has to surrender fully unto Krishna, giving up all other engagements. Always remember, all other engagement means not that you have to give up. You try to understand that Krishna says that you give up everything and surrender unto me. So that does not mean that Arjuna gave up his fighting capacity. Rather, he took to fighting more vigorous. So, give up all other engagement means don't take the fruit of your engagement. Give up. That satisfies the fruit of the engagement. That is to be given to Krishna. This is surrender. Just like a good boy, surrender to his father means whatever he earns, the money, at the end of the month, he puts in the hand of the father. This is my month money. Similarly, we have to satisfy the fruits of our labor to Krishna. This is the beginning of Krishna consciousness. And to develop that Krishna consciousness, just like when you have passed preliminary examination in the school, then your further enlightenment, further progress of advancement of education, you enter into the college, degree college. Similarly, after finishing or understanding Bhagavad Gita very nicely, if you are convinced about Krishna, then study Bhagavad Gita. Well, the beginning is Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. That's there. Begins by surrendering himself to Bhagavan Krishna. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Janmadasya Jataha. He is the origin of everything. Then Bhagavad Gita. And one who has understood Bhagavad, or he has made his relationship well established with Krishna, and in functioning in that relationship, then he passed on the subject matter of Bhagavad, and then you begin Chaitanya Charitamrita. That is postgraduate study. After getting your degrees, as you try for your PhD or MA, similarly, Chaitanya Charitamrita is like that. Postgraduate study. As the author of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he pledges himself that I am lower than the worm in this tomb. How humble. This is the nature of Vaishnava. That is not artificial, he says. Every Vaishnava thinks himself as very insignificant. Actually, every one of us is very insignificant in comparison to the Supreme Lord. What we are? Nothing. But if we establish our loving relationship, which is already there, then we become the greatest. By relationship with the greatest, we become the greatest. So artificially, if we become Bhakta, I am God, we shall always remain in the position of a God. We shall never be God. But actually, if we feel ourselves humble and meek, servant of God, then we become more than Krishna is so kind that he treats his devotees more honorable than himself. And he recommends to the devotees that madhakya puja bhudika. My dear devotees, take it for granted that if you worship my devotees, that is more than my devotional service. Krishna recommends, and actually that is the fact, that Krishna is more pleased, just like it is very natural, just like one gentleman, he has got a little child, and if you try to please that little child, that gentleman automatically becomes pleased. You can please the child with 2 cents worth of lozenges. And if the child is laughing and very pleased, his father immediately becomes pleased. But if you want to please the father, you require at least $200. So you can finish $200 business to 2 cents. Similarly, devotees are so nice that if you give him anything, Krishna is also so nice that he'll be pleased with anything offered. He'll offer little water, little flower, little... And devotees are still us. If you simply offer a devotee little sweet words, he's very pleased. That is the nature of devotee. Devotee does not want anything from him. He simply wants that you... Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says, he has got a very nice song, that And if you simply chant Hare Krishna, I become soul to you. Nityananda Prabhu also said like that. So, to please a devotee is very nice. Therefore, our process is to take shelter of a devotee. Directly, we don't approach Krishna. Gopi vattu padatamalu dasa dasanuda. Therefore, in Vrindavan, you will see everyone is praising Radharani. Because if Radharani is very quickly pleased, and as soon as Radharani is pleased, Krishna is automatically pleased. This is the process. So, Prahlad Maharaj, although he is such a great devotee, he says that, Kim toshtum marhati sami parirugra jahati. Oh, I am born of the father, demon. So, naturally, everyone presents himself in relationship with father. If your father is American, then you say American. If my father is Indian, I say Indian. Similarly, he is born of a demon father, so he is presenting himself that I am a demon. I am born of a demon father. Ugrajate. Ugrajate means, Ugra means violent. Demons are always violent. So I am born of a violent father. How can I please the Lord? Brahma, Lord Shiva, and so many other demigods, they have said to please, to pacify the Lord in his angry mood. And I am born a demon, born of a demon father. So, my position is so lower. King Toshkum Marhati, how can I please the Lord? Ugrajate, Brahmanaya Surodhana, where demigods like Brahma, Munayo, great sages, and Siddha, they are a particular citizen of Siddhalo, they are called Siddhas. There is a planet which is called Siddhalo. There is a scripture in the Srimad Bhagavatam of the Siddha Loka in the second canto. Siddha Loka is a planet where the inhabitants can fly in the air without any machine, without any aeroplane. Just like bird can fly in the air without any machine. So, the denizens of Siddha Loka, they can also fly in the air without any machine, without any aeroplane, and they can go from one planet to another. They are called Siddha. Siddha means they have got 8 kinds of perfection. The yoga system, those who are practicing yoga, their ultimate goal is to achieve 8 kinds of perfection. Not that simply exercising things. Actual yoga system means to attain 8 kinds of perfection. What is that 8 kinds of perfection? He can become the smaller than the smallest. As several times explained, a perfect yogi, if you put him in lock-up, he'll come out. He will become the smaller than the smallest and come out from the long hapaz finish. So, he can become greater than the greatest. Smaller than the smallest, greater than the animal, bhima, prapti. He can get anything, whatever he likes, immediately. Prapti, siddhi, prasamma, ista, musita. There are so many kinds of yogic perfection. So these siddhas, they can travel from one place to another. In ordinary yogis, those are perfect. They take bath in the morning in four different pilgrimages in India. And that means thousands of miles away, and they finish it within 1 hour. They go and take bath again and come back. So these are yogic perfection. They are called siddhas. So all the demigods of that particular planet, they are siddhas. Siddhas means they have got all these perfection of yoga practice. So they are also present, offering prayers. Brahma was present, Lord Shiva was present, and great sages were present. All of them tried to pacify. And how they wanted to pacify? Sattvaikatanaya Vatasang Prabhupada. They are very great learned men. Immediately they began to compose in Sanskrit verses so many nice prayers. And they are all full of goodness, most of goodness, sattvaikatanaya Vatasang Prabhupada. Prabhupada means they prayed in such a fluent way, just like the rivers flows down without any check. That is a learned man. That's like a learned man will speak fluently for our students. Similarly, they are so learned scholars that they compose prayer in Sanskrit so nicely and began to speak just like flow of water. So he says, Sattvaikatanagatayo patasang naradhitam. Still they could not pacify the law. Naradhitam. Purukanai radunapi pitru. Still the Lord is not pacified. Still. Kintos to marahati. Then what can I do? In this world where angels fell, the fools blessing. So, I am so, and lower, I am born of a atheistic father, demon. How can I please the Lord? So, this is the position. So, now, how you please the Lord, we shall discuss in the next meeting. Thank you. Any questions? Oh, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is has composed a song that he is going all around the city begging alms. So he says that I don't want anything from you. Simply, you chant Hare Krishna, and that will be sufficient. So we can do also, following the footprints of Chaitanya Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Nityananda Prabhu, Amare Kinyar Laha, Laha Gaurangar Namde. Nityananda Prabhu also says like that you simply purchase me by chanting Hare Krishna. This is the price. That's all.
So, recently, there's been a tradition of the fact that a yogi has gone beyond material decisions. That's what the yogi is trying to do, is trying to go beyond material nature. And make one more subtle.
The yoga practice is like that. It is very good. That why we should bother ourselves with such things. That is the opinion of the devotees. the devotees, they do not want any such miracles to perform or to make some jewelry to the people. They are satisfied with the service of the Lord. So that is the position of the devotee. But generally, the yogis, they want such things. There are many instances of great yogis in the Srimad Bhagavatam, just like Buddha Samani. He wanted to show his power to Ambarish Maharaj. That's a very nice story. I shall narrate next meeting. The yogi, everyone, yogi is a yoga practice, therefore it is a more or less material achievement. Because when they are powerful to show some miracles, and people become captivated, oh, he's performing such miracles in Banaras, in India, there was a yogi, his business was, anyone who will go there, he immediately produced two or four rasagollas and offered. And many hundreds and thousands of educated men became his disciples, simply by the matter of rasagolla, which is only four and a glass. So people want to see his devil. And those who want following some or some material achievements, they want to show actually it is a fact. Suppose if I could manufacture the rasagolla by some mantra, Hare Krishna mantra, so thousands of people will come immediately. People want to see, and those persons who want to have a cheap following, they want to show such jealousy. But a devotee is not of that mentality. They simply humble servant. They are satisfied by serving the Lord. That is devotee position. So your statement that why one should bother with these things, that's very nice proposal. Why? There's no necessity. Suppose if I can manufacture some rasagulla. Now what is the word for this rasagulla? We can, if we spend 10 cents, we can make it. So why shall I waste my energy for manufacturing rasagulla and the yoga system? Actually, therefore Krishna says that the perfection, the real perfection of yoga, the first class yogi is he who is always thinking of Krishna. That is first class. He is everyone. Yoginahoji sarvikam madhata antanatmana sudhyavana bhajati shumana samiyuktatama matam. The first class yogi is he. He never says the first class yogi is he who can show this devilry. No. That is not recommended. Actually, and yoga practice means samadhi. Real yoga practice is after controlling the senses. The next stage is samadhi. Concentrate the mind, focus the mind at Vishnu. Always thinking of Vishnu, always seeing Vishnu within himself. That is yoga practice. But by such practice, automatically one gains such powerful things. And when one gains such powerful power, they want to achieve it, to get falling. For material achievements. But that is not the purpose of yoga. Yoga means to realize Supreme Personality of Godhead and ultimately reach in His kingdom. That is the real purpose of yoga. Yes.
Many miracles. That he may attain some loaves of bread, Krishna into many. And we never say that Krishna performed any miracles. when Krishna lifted up Goga downhill, nobody said that was a miracle. But when she was crushed and ate so much food, they say it's a miracle. Why is that?
The difference is that in Vrindavan, there are pure devotees. They knew that this is not a miracle for Krishna. Krishna can't do anything and anything. So they are not surprised. If I lead to a mountain, he'll be surprised. Because you know that Kramiji is man, how is this thing? But they know that Krishna is all powerful. So there was no surprise. It is just like natural work. They were so much affectionate to Krishna that he was not only eating every day and was doing so much great performances, and his boyfriend, they will come home and they will narrate the story to their mother. Oh, mother, Krishna performed like this. There was a great demon and he killed him immediately. And the mother is, oh, Krishna is, yes, he's very nice one. Because they are so affectionate to Krishna, they always think everything is possible for Krishna. Krishna is so nice. Krishna is so great. That is their idea. So that is not fair. That is the ordinary thing for us. Just like Yasoda, the Krishna's friends complain. Mother Yasoda, Krishna has eaten heart. He gave him sweet meat, but he was not eating sweet meat. You know, the boys they complain each other. And they can make friends. So, Yasoda was saying, ah, Krishna gave you sweet meat, you were eating heart. No, mother, I'm not saying. They are telling false. And they are still, yes, they are saying, mother, yes. Then, mother asking, oh, show your face, open your mouth, I want to see. He opened his mouth, and he saw all the universe in his mouth. Not only us, the whole planet, sun and moon and everything within his mouth. Then he sees that, oh, what else? All right, don't do it. That's all. He's not at all surprised. He's rather, I saw something. Maybe I'm wrong. Rather. All right, don't do it. That's all. So they are so much affectionate to Krishna that Krishna, this jugglery, could not enchant. You see? And therefore, Krishna said to the gopis that your love is so pure that it is not possible for me to repay. Krishna is declaring insolvency to pay their debt. You be satisfied with your love only. I cannot repay. That is the position of Krishna. Krishna and the residents of Vrindavan so affectionately connected that there is no such conception that Krishna is God, Krishna can play such a wonderful thing. They simply love Krishna. And out of love, they forget everything. All right, that's all. That's all. That ecstasy of love is only possible in Vrindavan.
Service of material, a person who just accepts outright Krishna's service.
One who loves Krishna without inquiry, that is nice position. to inquire about Krishna is knowledge. And pure devotion is transcendental to knowledge. Love does not depend on the greatness. If a boy loves a girl or the girl loves a boy, even in this material field, it does not depend on the greatness of the boy. Of course, here everything is on material consideration, but actual love is without any consideration. What he is or what she is. That is real love. That is the perfectional stage of love. Without inquiring how great he is or what he is. But for the neophytes, it is necessary to know about Krishna. Because we have no love. So if we understand that Krishna is so great, then gradually we can love. Our position is different. Because when Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that Siddhanta Bhulya Sitte Nakara Alas. Try to understand our Krishna. Just like Krishna is explaining in Bhagavad Gita that I am this, I am the trees, I am this, I am the planets among these. So, just to impress upon the neophyte devotee about the greatness. And those who are advanced devotee, they do not want to see whether Krishna is great or small. They simply love. That's so. That is pure love. In Vrindavan, at least these gopis, they never saw Krishna's any jewelry or any greatness, but they still love. Pure love. Pure love means annavilasitasunnam jnanakarmadanapritam anukullina krishnanusilanam bhakti vittama. Without any cultivation of knowledge, without any activities of free action, without any desire, simply to love Krishna in order to please him, that is the highest perfectional stage of devotion. There is no consideration whether Krishna is God or not, whether you are getting benefit or not. Simply we love Krishna. That is the perfectional stage. This is the highest stage. The stage of the gopis or the cowherd boy playing with Krishna. Oh, they are kritapunna punya. Then many lives they have undergone many types of sacrifices, austerity, penances, and then they have come to that stage. That stage is not ordinary stage. And Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadev Goswami says, Ittham satana brahma sukhanu hutya dasangatanam paradaivatena maya sitanam naradarukena sattham digadhu kritapunna punya. He is describing when Krishna was playing with his cowherd boy. So he is describing that these cowherd boys, who are they? They are living entities who have amassed volumes and volumes of pious activities. Kritapunna punya. After many lives, just like that balance increases. Similarly, one who has increased the balance of pious activities for many thousands of lives. Such persons are now playing with Krishna. They are taking the body of this cowherd boss, transcendental spiritual body, and thus they are playing with Krishna. And who is Krishna? Itam Satam. Brahmanutya. The great saints and sages who are trying to understand the Supreme Brahma. Here is Krishna. That Supreme Brahma is here at play. Itam Satam Brahma Sutanutya. Dasangatanam Parvaivatena. The impersonal is Brahma. Is because Krishna Vipassant is impersonal Brahma. So here he has Dasangatanam, those who are devotees, those who have accepted Krishna as the master, for them, here is Krishna. And Maya Siddhanam Narudharatam. And those who are materialistic, they simply see Krishna as ordinary boy or man. He is also there. That's what he was. They are playing with the same person. Who is Brahma, who is Bhagavan, or who is ordinary man according to different calculations. But these boys who are playing with him, they have accumulated many, many lives. He is so perfect. They are not ordinary. So all these gopis, Adhikavas, and Vrindavan, they are not ordinary entities. They have approached that stage after many, many pious activities. These are antagatam papa. After Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Appana Sojati Nakang Kruti, their position is different. Therefore, they have reached that analyzed stage without any consideration, simply loving Krishna. That stage they have passed already. No. There is no such consideration. Pure love, that is pure. Pure love means Annavila Siddhasanam Jnana Karmadhanapita. There is no question of knowledge. What these in gopis, they were dancers, cowherds, girls. They had no study of Vedanta or anything, knowledge, simply ordinary village girls. How they attain such love for Krishna? That is not ordinary thing. So it is not a thing that one should attain the transcendental loving platform of Krishna by studying. No. It can be achieved by the grace of Krishna or by the grace of Krishna's devotees. It is not that because one is very learned, he will become Krishna conscious. Because one is rich, therefore he will become Krishna conscious. Because one is great mystic, therefore he will know. That will come. It cannot be achieved without touching the dust of lotus feet of a great devotee. That is the asset. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastra poi. Lavamatra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoa. So this association is required. If you can make your Krishna consciousness society perfect in Krishna consciousness, wherever you go, then you become Krishna consciousness. Simply by your presence. So you have to become perfect in Krishna consciousness. There should be no other tradition. That tradition means that knowledge and positive activities and material desires. If Krishna consciousness is free from these three kinds of contaminations, then that is pure.